And of course, I was next door, and there's only a paper wall between us. I heard every word. She mentioned one priest after another. Thought of myself, I wonder. Finally, number six, she said, Father Hardin. Sisters, whatever you do, and especially if you have any authority in the missionaries of charity, make sure that the priests who hear the sisters' confessions are, and are good priests, are intelligent priests, and are faithful to the church. And as I've said before, in women's communities, this is both a grace and a danger, that in a woman's community, my canon law superiors may not demand, am I clear, demand a total manifestation of conscience. I know what I'm talking about. Every religious community of women that has run into trouble has run into trouble because of the priests who served that community. The church's infallible teaching, we went over this, I will not unnecessarily repeat it. In other words, in the 16th century, the bottom, page 3, the parson leaders in the 16th century rejected the sacrament of confession as a divine institution. They especially reacted against the Catholic Church's teaching about the need for telling one's sins to a priest. And we read the definitions. The sisters, I thought I would read just a few sentences. I've shown you this book, which I borrowed from our Jesuit library, written by, well, written by your sinful teacher. This is comparing Catholicism and Protestantism. Sacrament confession is another aspect of the ministry which Protestants are missing. I know many Protestants, Protestant bishops. For example, a Methodist bishop advised his fellow Methodists to look into the practice of confessional absolution as a logical response to human needs. He told his fellow Protestants that the value of Catholic confession lies, hear it, not by equating confession with counseling or giving psychological help. Am I clear? And in teaching priests, I tell them, of course, you may and should give some counsel or directive to the penitents whose confessions you're hearing. but you are not a psychological counselor. You are a confessor. And consequently, you hear the person's confession and make sure that, especially where mortal sins are involved, that they tell you everything that is necessary, even to receive valid absolution. It is all right. And you know by now, better than I, is when I go to confession. Normally, the priest who I'm going to confession knows that I'm a priest. When you go to confession, the priest may, and I repeat, it is certainly both allowable and praiseworthy, and they give you counsel. But, it's a very important but, as religious, you are under both a rule and obedience, and unless the confessor is a very prudent priest, he can give you counsel, directives, even tell you to do this or not to do something else, which you know does not agree with what either you have been personally told by your superior or what is part of your rule of life. Sisters, I could now talk for a month on the importance of having good, faithful, intelligent, and strongly believing confessors, and confessors who understand at least something about consecrated life. Only God knows. I've never said this publicly before. Only God knows, but I believe that most of the defections from a vowed community, in other words, religious under final vows, in most cases, I believe their leaving the religious life is due to the counsel they were getting from their confessors. I may have said this before, I'm not sure. Did I tell you, sisters, that before the 15th century, the church never officially gave dispensation from final vows? Did I ever say that? That is very well to know. And the reason is because the Catholic Church believes, and she still believes, that once a person takes his or her final vows, which means not just final in time, but permanent vows, that person has received sufficient grace to persevere until death. Am I clear? Until the 15th century, this was the practice of the Catholic Church. Then, with the rise of the heresies preceding Protestantism, and especially with the rise of Protestantism,